This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the website. You can actually create the content there as well. So when there's something online that you think's interesting, you want to send to us for our consideration to talk about on the radio and others to see on the website, just submit it there at freetalklive.com. The us includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And we'll take your calls about anything. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Lots to discuss here tonight, including some local controversy that has boiled over and or is boiling, I guess, right now, surrounding Garrett Ian, who was on the show with us earlier this week. He's one of the Robin Hooders. He's a pretty much a New Hampshire native. He's lived here most all of his life. I think he moved to New Hampshire when he was like six or four or something like that.
Yeah, he was fairly young when his family moved here from New York.
But yet he's being called part of the Free State Project and by the people who hate the Liberty activists here in New Hampshire. And he's getting a lot of heat, even from within the Liberty movement, about a decision that he made to post a video on freekeen.com. I think it was yesterday or the day before that, whenever this guy was having the, I think it was 2 days ago now. No, it was Tuesday night because Derek J interviewed James when he was arrested. So just to reset you here, earlier this week, Tuesday night, there was a suicidal man or an allegedly suicidal man who was holding a gun to his chest. The police had come out with their Bearcat, this armored tank truck thing, and their SWAT gear and everything, and apparently, you know, they tried to intervene in some way in the situation. Ultimately, the man did shoot himself. Amidst all that, we talked about on Wednesday night how James Cleveland, one of the activists here in Keene, was arrested for recording video of this particular incident. Garrett Ian was also recording video, but Garrett was not arrested for it. And in fact, Garrett actually captured the moment when this allegedly suicidal man, who, by the way, was apparently going to be taken to jail eventually. There was, from what I understand, some sort of a warrant out for him. He has had kind of run-ins with the law over the years, but it's not real clear that he's ever really been a kind of a criminal person who's harmed others. The article that was written about him in the local newspaper didn't really make it clear exactly what his criminal history was, but what they did cite didn't exactly seem like the most hardcore criminal stuff, like that he wasn't necessarily out to get, you know, hurt innocent people. So, anyway, regardless of what the guy's history was, he shot himself, and Garrett got video of the guy shooting himself. So, he posted that video. Garrett gets a lot of video. He's regularly rolling with his camera when he's out doing Robin Hooding, that is, saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. He's frequently rolling video and then uploads all of it to the Freeman TV Raw YouTube channel, and he pretty much uploads everything, like whatever conversations he gets into during the day. I don't think he ever self-censors. And in this case, he uploaded this video.
And just to sort of go one step further, it's not just conversations that he has. If he films a dog taking a doo, he uploads that. He uploads everything, no matter how ridiculous the video.
He believes in true transparency. Now, he took one of his videos. There was, you know, 16 of them that he had recorded on the night in question of the shooting. And he took the one video that had the actual, you know, it was a long video. I think it was like 15 minutes or something. But in there, or at some point in that video, is the guy shooting himself, the body kind of falls. You don't actually see the shot in the video because of where the camera was panned that moment. And you do see when the police come in to manipulate the body, put handcuffs on the man. Not sure, I guess he died later at the hospital. But the police come in, put handcuffs on him, and they drag him out, and they kind of flip him over. And you can see a blood, you know, kind of a bloody wound on the back and I think the front of his shirt at different points in the video. Somebody claimed you can see blood gushing out of the of him as they're lifting him up. That's not true.
I've not watched the video, so yeah. I don't know.
I went to go and watch it, and no, you can't see that, at least not that I could notice. But yeah, you could see a blood spot, a large blood spot on the man's shirt in the video. And so people are upset about this. Apparently, members of the family, at least one member of the immediate family of this guy, has his sister apparently, has requested directly to Garrett that he take the video down. Other people are physically threatening Garrett that he take the video down. Many others are giving negative feedback, even, as I said, within the Liberty Movement. So, of course, there's the haters who hate everything that the activists do that are outside of the Liberty Movement. And then there are people within the Liberty Movement who think this is bad. You know, this is bad publicity. This is bad, a bad PR move or whatever to put this video out. And I think that he's doing the right thing. I can expound on that. But, Daryl, I'm curious as to how you feel about
I want you to expound on it first before I weigh in.
Yeah. So I see this as news. And news has historically, especially graphic news about tragedy, human tragedy, has historically been something that upsets people. People specifically who are very close to the individual involved. It hurts to see your loved one shoot themselves on video. I can understand that. But, of course, no one forced them to watch it. In order to see this man and what happened, you would have to press the play button and then skip ahead into somewhat lengthy video to find the actual location of where this transpired. But regardless, you would have had to press the play button in order to watch this. And so some people want to see
How do
this.
You know that any of the people that have said anything negative have actually watched the video?
I don't know. But if they haven't watched it, then, you know, what business is it of theirs that a journalist, a citizen or individual journalist, has decided to post news footage of something that happened in real life? That's what we're talking about here. And there's always some group of people who gets all up in a tizzy about it and acts like they've been personally harmed by the news photographer. And how dare he or she put something like this out for other people to consume? I don't think Garrett put it up to be morbid. I don't think he put it up to, you know, try to compete with Rotten.com or whatever the current batch of websites it is that likes to post footage of bodies and cadavers and gross stuff like that. I don't see him as doing it for those reasons. Maybe some people see it like that. They see it that he's exploiting this, that he's just doing it to make ad dollars, which I don't know if anybody's ever noticed, but Freeman TV Raw doesn't get anything for views on the average video.
I also don't think that it's monetized.
It may not be monetized either. You're right about that. I haven't verified that. I actually could verify it because I can log into the channel. But, this is news footage, plain and simple. Now, it hasn't been edited into a fancy news package, and many news stations probably wouldn't choose to air this footage, but that doesn't mean that it's not news footage, and I support him for doing this. I actually sought to pull the video of Tom Ball setting himself on fire out in front of the courthouse here. Longtime listeners may remember that it's been now, I think, three years, I believe, since Tom Ball said himself, this is a guy who was being persecuted by the system, just like the dude that killed himself the other night. Both of these guys were being gone after by the government. He set himself ablaze right out in front of the entrance to the Cheshire County Courthouse, and I sought out the video from the security cameras to see if I could get a copy of that under Freedom of Information. The city countersued to stop me from getting that information. The family members of Tom Ball came in and testified in court that they didn't think that I should be able to get this. My position was, look, this is news. This man committed suicide in public. If you don't want someone to see you commit suicide, don't do it in public. I mean, if you're doing something like that in public, it presumes that you wanted people to see what was happening.
Well, with the guy that killed himself Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
It could be argued that he only took his life so that the police would not be the ones to take his life.
Okay.
You know, because when you've got a SWAT team surrounding you,
yep.
And it's something that is being called a suicide situation, whether the guy was suicidal before the SWAT team showed up or not, you know, when you're in that position and you realize, you know, like, they're going to kill me, then, you know, in an instant, he could have become suicidal and decided to take his life at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, it may not have been a pre-planned, I'm going to kill myself in public
really
situation.
Matter. To me, it doesn't matter.
Right, but no.
Right.
It matters because you said if you don't want people to see it, don't kill yourself in
public.
He could
have gone inside the house.
It might not have been his house.
I don't know.
He walked out. According to the news that I read, he walked out of Staples.
It's irrelevant to me because the man did something in public, and there were cameras there to record it, and there's nothing wrong with putting the video up for that. That's news reporting, and I'd love to hear how you feel about it coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here and share your thoughts on this. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue to discuss the question of when is it too far for media to release video footage, in this case, of a man committing suicide in Keene, where we live here in New Hampshire, on Tuesday night. You know, this stuff doesn't happen very often in a small town, and people get upset when they see a loved one or even just anybody, even if they don't know the person, when they see footage like this come out. And I'd like to continue that discussion with you at 855-450-FREE, and also you, Daryl. I'm Ian. We're going to continue that. But first, want to let you know about about how to get a free pound of coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. You go there, you get signed up, you get on the auto ship program. Now, you can cancel anytime you want. But if you love good coffee, you're probably not going to want to cancel because BuzzBox is great coffee. As a matter of fact, you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your first pound for free. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost, and then they'll send you more over time. You can actually adjust the amount of, the frequency of the delivery of the coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's great coffee, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Once again, go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and when you do that, every 10 listeners allows us to fund a microloan through World Vision. So we've teamed up with BuzzBox and World Vision to help people in really tough parts of the world make a better life for themselves. So you make a difference by getting your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com. Want to go to the phones here for a moment, and then we'll continue discussing the issue of when to publish, what to publish, what if people are upset, should anything that's upsetting not be published? I mean, this seems like a really dangerous position to come from. We'll get into that further, but Uber George is with us, calling from China. I actually just saw you about a week ago, George, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Apparently, you are traveling the world.
Yep, what can I say? We only got one life, and I want to see as much of the world as possible while I'm still in it.
Neat. All right, so what do you got to share tonight?
Well, yeah, I get to China here. I notice, oh, cool, my Facebook and seems to have unrestricted access to the Internet through my phone only, but every time I try to get onto it with my computer, I can't do it. So naturally, I try to bypass all that with ProXPN, and first, I tried doing it on the normal OpenVPN. That did not work. I called ProXPN, and they sent me told me to do a PPTP connection and then change my DNS to Google's servers.
Okay.
I did that. It worked for the first day, but then apparently the sensors here are kind of onto me, I guess, because every time I make a successful connection, they can tell that I'm on a VPN, and they completely disconnect my internet altogether. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, they are, very serious about that censorship. It's like basically an on and off battle back and forth. Like I can connect like maybe for a few minutes at a time, but then all of a sudden, while I'm like trying to watch Game of Thrones or something like that, you know, stream movies or something, or just be on Facebook without warning, all of a sudden the whole connection just goes away. And then I had to disconnect the ProXPN, and it comes right back on again. And then I try to reconnect it at a different server.
Well, obviously, I'm not the ProXPN tech support department, but, obviously this is somewhat...
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not a complaint against ProXPN at all, because they worked wonderfully when I was in Thailand and in Peru, in New Zealand, in Australia. You know, they worked there. It worked there. But here, I guess, like I said, someone's monitoring the internet, direct internet connection, and can tell when I'm on a VPN.
It could be something to where the Chinese sensor bots have everything that they have listed as one of these sort of VPN IPs blocked off.
Could be. I don't know. I'm not enough of an expert to know. So what you're saying is you feel like the ProXPN's been helpful, but ultimately the Chinese sensors are beating them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know, here's what I'd recommend, George. We can obviously forward complaints to ProXPN or concerns that you might have or suggestions for, hey, look, maybe they don't know. Maybe they didn't realize that the Chinese system was that hard to crack and they need to, like, double down and figure out a way around that. But
I'm happy with the service overall. Okay, I still think it's worth money.
Well, still, though, I'd be interested to see what the CEO would have to say about this, because there have been a couple of times where people have had a couple of concerns with ProXPN, and they've been escalated right to the top. And I've seen the CEO actually respond directly to people's concerns as listeners of Free Talk Live. In fact, he actually listens occasionally, from what I understand. I don't know if it's to every episode, but he actually does listen to Free Talk Live. So if you want to send that along, just send it to me or Brian or both of us at freetalklive.com, and we'll get it over to them, George. Anything else you want to share about your experience in China, though, besides the frustrations with the Internet there?
Well, let's see here. I don't think the people in this city have ever, in Beijing, that's where I'm at, have ever seen the stars, because this, I have not seen pretty much the sky since I got here. It's all been either foggy or smoggy.
Ooh, geez.
Yeah, I know, right? But in about half an hour, I'm headed off to the Great Wall of China and go see also Tiananmen Square and Forbidden City.
What time is now where you are in China, Beijing?
12 hours, exactly.
So it's 7 o'clock in the morning there?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, George, hopefully they won't come after you. I don't know. Is it illegal to actually search on Google in China? And, oh, yeah, that reminds me. The other night we were talking about this. Google supposedly was banned for, like, a day in China. Some people are saying they're still banned. When you're on the unrestricted – or when you're on the restricted Chinese system, can you get to Google?
Through my phone, but not through the computer.
Weird.
I guess it's because – yeah, I guess it's because – Foreign cell phones, I think they want to attract foreign investors and stuff like that, so they don't mess with foreign cell phones too much. So
they are banning Google then still, for the most part.
I haven't been able to get on there.
Amazing. George, thanks for calling, and hopefully it's not illegal to try to access a VPN in China, and hopefully you'll make it back in one piece. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want to check out ProXPN, as he was saying, he's happy with the service. Just sounds like the Chinese censors are pretty hardcore there. I am interested in learning more about that, but you should learn more about ProXPN. And you can go try it out for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. Just grab their Windows, Mac, or iOS, or Android versions of their software, get it installed, and get started, and encrypt your Internet connection with ProXPN. The main thrust of ProXPN is to protect you from the Internet service providers and anybody else out there who might be wanting to snoop on your packets. So you encrypt your data. That makes it much more difficult. Now, right now, your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit, all the search terms that you're entering. You can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL20 when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to connect to, and the ability to privately torrent. And in most places, as George pointed out, it's apparently successful at getting you around Internet blockages, but it looks like China is pretty hardcore. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 to get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Welcome to bring up anything that happens to be on your mind toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll continue to discuss and get Daryl's view of the story about the guy who committed suicide, and it was caught on video. The video has been posted at freekeen.com, but should it have been? That's the question on the table for tonight. You can also bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hunia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you would like to discuss, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll read some of the comments on the post on Facebook from Free Keen. Garrett Ian posted video footage of a man shooting himself on Tuesday night in Keene, New Hampshire. And some people are very, very upset to the point where Garrett is being threatened physically. Which, of course, is nothing new for Garrity, and he has been threatened a number of times by angry locals and anonymous individuals on the Internet as well who don't like news reporting. And that's what we're talking about here, which is reporting uncomfortable news. I mean, it's no fun when somebody shoots themselves, takes their own life. It's a personal tragedy, and obviously the family members are the ones that are the most frustrated by this, presuming they loved the individual, and most of them probably do. So they're upset. They demanded the video be taken down, and we're going to continue the discussion here because, Daryl, you have yet to weigh in. I weighed in earlier, but I want to also tell you about freedomsphoenix.com. That's where you can go to uncover the secrets and expose the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Constantly, they're provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, Daryl, just I want to get your thoughts on this. My position is that this is news, and it's entirely appropriate to post news, even if that news is of a graphic nature. This is a man shooting himself in public in Keene, New Hampshire on Tuesday night. The video footage doesn't actually show the gunshot happening. It's kind of panned off to the right, I think, at that moment, and then kind of goes back over there. You do see the police manipulating this man's body. You can see a splotch of blood on his shirt, but that's ultimately about it. But people are outraged, and I'm wondering what you think about this. As a, you know, an editor, as somebody who runs his own website, fpp.cc, you post news there.
Right.
Would you have posted this?
I don't think anybody is denying that this is news. I think from, at least from some of the more libertarian people who are, I don't even know if objecting is the right word to use, but saying that it is sort of tasteless to post it immediately after it happens.
When's a good time for it?
I would say, it being asked, you know, when is a good time, I would say at least a month later.
Why? Why that? Why that long? Why not 2 months? Why not 7 months? Why not a year? Why not 3 weeks?
3 weeks, maybe. You know, personally, I would not have posted the video immediately after.
Wouldn't the argument simply then be, let's say Garrett had waited a month before posting this video to freekeen.com. Wouldn't the argument from the people who are upset then be that you're twisting the knife at this point? We're just now, we're still grieving, and or we're getting through this process, and we, you know, thought we weren't going to see this for, you know, it's been weeks since this happened, and now here you are dredging this back up. How dare you?
Well, it depends on how it's posted. Mm-hmm. If you wind up getting a copy of the police investigation, which generally takes a while to get finished,
right,
and then you post the, you know, get the, go through the FOIA request, get a copy of the police investigation, post that as well as any video that you have, mm-hmm, and do it in a purely news situation, then that's one thing. If you just post it of, hey, here's video of some guy killing himself, then that's something totally different. It depends how
you do
it.
That wasn't all this was.
Right.
I mean, he posted the news.
I'm saying if you wait about a month, mm-hmm, and then do a more thorough news article,
but that's
then
not news. That's like a retrospective. The news is when you hit hard and you hit fast. You get the story as accurate as you possibly can. You get the story out there. Hopefully you get the story right, because if you don't get it right, then it looks really bad later on when you screwed it up. But his headline that he wrote, because at FreeKeen, I don't know, some people think that I'm in charge at FreeKeen.com, and while I run the website, that doesn't mean I'm manipulating people's, you know, posts and
right,
or approving them. So he wrote his own headline: "It's tragic end to long standoff in Keene." That is not reveling in this man's death. In fact, doesn't even realize, you know, it doesn't even reveal in the headline what it is that that happened in the video. The man shooting himself, allegedly. I mean, maybe the cop shot him, but presumably he shot himself.
Are people saying that Garrett is somehow celebrating this guy's death?
I haven't seen that exactly.
Okay, I was just curious.
But that's a common argument.
Just when you said the headline doesn't revel in the fact that somebody died, it, you know, leads one to think that somebody was saying,
it's a common argument, Gerald, that you know, someone posting video of a death is doing it for morbid purposes, to satiate whatever desire for morbidity that some people have out there. And I don't see that here. At around 6 p.m., this is what he wrote: "Last evening near the Staples store in Keene, police attempted to arrest a currently unidentified man." Again, this was written, obviously, right after it happened.
Right.
He has been since identified. "Rather than submitting to the arrest, the person fled the area and displayed a firearm, which he is witnessed to have turned upon himself. Early reports identified the situation as a hostage crisis. However, witnesses on the scene stated the only hostage in harm's way throughout the duration of the standoff was the man training the gun on himself. Shortly before 10:30 p.m., a single small-caliber gunshot was heard, followed shortly by an audible scream. The man was visible laying on his back for several seconds before SWAT officers rolled the man onto his face and appeared to handcuff him. Within 90 seconds of the shot being heard, paramedics began to prepare the man for loading onto a stretcher and wheeling him into an ambulance. WMUR has reported the man had passed away while being treated at the Cheshire Medical Center. The story has received coverage from the Keene Sentinel, etc., etc." So he, you know, this is a news story. This is a leading edge kind of. We don't have all the details, but here's the detail that that I've collected thus far as an individual who is actually on the scene with a video camera, interviewing people and capturing footage. He has done nothing wrong, and if news journalists are to be allowed themselves to be swayed as far as what news they post based on the fact that some people are upset about it, even what appears to be a majority. I don't know. You know, if you just go by comments, obviously the people who are angry are more likely to comment about something like this. But, you know, even if it was 51% of people who were upset that this thing was posted, it's still the right thing to do to post it because it's the news showing people their world. This is what happened. This is reality. And I know it's uncomfortable to see the police going in there and manhandling this guy after he just shot himself. I understand that it's uncomfortable to watch someone pull a gun out on themselves and shoot themselves. That's got to be tough to watch. Don't watch it. You know, frequently the mainstream media news will put something somewhat graphic on, but they'll always say something like, if, graphic footage offends you, please turn away from your televisions. And, you know, people are given the opportunity,
right,
the mainstream media news that's kind of streaming live, to turn away. In this case, you have the opportunity to not watch by not pressing the play button. So the idea that news should be censored is ridiculous.
Right, but there's also nothing indicating on the video that there is graphic footage about to be shown on the video.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's no warning that pops up in the video.
It's raw video. It described what happens. You read the article. I'm sorry, if you want to pull up a video and randomly hit play without reading the article that or the paragraph below it that describes what happens, you get what you get. I don't feel sorry for somebody who pressed the play button on this video not realizing what they were getting into. It's a raw video from a raw video channel. Of course there's nothing. There's no titling on it.
Right, but people could have clicked play thinking that they were only going to see a standoff, not the end of the standoff.
Okay, so what? So they clicked play without reading what they were going to click and watch in the first place. It's not my fault. It's not Garrett's fault.
I see nothing written here that says this video depicts a man that has just shot himself.
Look, I don't feel bad for somebody who goes and just willy-nilly clicks on videos and then gets upset when they don't realize what it was that they were watching. If you're so sensitive that you can't see things you didn't want to see, then make sure you know what you're going to be putting in your eyes. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is the news, and it should be gotten out there.
I don't think anybody's saying that it's not news.
Yeah, they're just saying take it down. They're yelling at him to take it down. I'll read some of the threatening posts here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, some of the outrageous, uninformed, ignorant posts here that some people are making about this. And you can share your thoughts. Did Garrett do the right thing by posting this video?
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and shipped from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Create the content there on the front page of the website. Anytime you want, over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about something that has become an explosion of controversy. And to me, the reason is because people in small towns don't really understand news coverage. I'm sure people in big cities get mad, too, when somebody does something tragic and it gets news coverage because you don't want to be reminded about the fact that your brother or a friend just put a gun to his chest in public and blew his guts out or whatever, his chest out. It's a terrible thing. But that doesn't mean that the journalist was doing something wrong by being there, recording it happening, and then putting it online for someone who's interested to relive, to see if they didn't have the chance to be there, to see what the response of the police was, to see what the scene was like. There are all kinds of reasons to put this out there, but people are very, very upset. I've got a number of posts here, some from freekeen.com in the comments section. Also, some of the worst of the worst are on the Freekeen Facebook page. The post is entitled Tragic End to Long Standoff in Keene, if you'd like to review it for yourself. Brandy on the Rocks, one of the members of Stop Free Keene, writes, "This is sick. First of all, it had nothing to do with Free Keene." Wait a minute. Look, maybe you don't understand what Free Keene is, and I'm pretty sure you don't, but Free Keene is a blog site where news is one of the things that is covered. If something happens in Keene of a newsworthy nature, there's a good chance someone from Free Keene might blog about it. Maybe, maybe not. It depends. In this case, this was a pretty big news-related event in Keene, and we had bloggers on the scene. But anyway, I guess what she's saying is it wasn't activism, I suppose. And that's true. It's just news. It's news coverage. Anyway, she goes on here, you have exploited a man who is not even here to consent to your footage. Then you speculate on the situation, making assumptions. This is the farthest thing from peaceful I've seen you put out there. Shame on you. Then you refuse to take it down on behalf of his family. Disgusting excuse for human beings. How do you sleep at night? And then, you know, people go on with this. In fact, somebody makes a meme with Garrett that says, film the suicide, put it on the internet, FreeKeen/Free State Project, and goes on to call him a huge A-hat, I guess you could say. Delete this now, you scumbags. Heartless losers, says another one. I spoke with this man's family, and they asked these S-bags to remove this, and they refused. And I have to say, I would refuse. Nobody asked me. It's FreeKeen's my website. I certainly could take down someone's post if I thought it was inappropriate in some way. I have the ability to do that. I think, Daryl, you may have the editor class on the site as well.
I'm not sure.
There's a handful of people who have kind of this you know, the ultra high level administrative editor access. So, you know, if someone were to ask me to take it down, I'd tell them no, because this is the news, and I'm sorry that, you know, you don't understand or appreciate the fact that it's good to get stuff like this out. I don't think that just because someone's upset means that news coverage should stop, because there's always somebody who could be upset about some sort of news coverage, some sort of bad news about a friend or a family member. It doesn't have to be a gory death.
Well, even
to upset
if it's
someone.
Even if it's a Supreme Court case, people are going to be upset because, well, the case didn't go how I wanted, so, you know, you shouldn't cover that.
Lynn Cullen says, you guys are sick, every last one of you FreeKeen jerks. It's disturbing that you think this video is fit for all the world to see. How exactly does this help your cause? How does it have anything to do with your cause? This is further proof that FreeKeen does not give a rat's butt about the community at large, and that you guys are in fact morally corrupt. Show us the human side of FreeKeen and take this video down. SMFH. I don't know what that stands for.
Shake my head is SMH.
Shake my effing head.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, being called inhuman, which, of course, is ridiculous. Garrett Ian is definitely a human. He has feelings just like
everybody else. Was it inhuman or inhumane?
It says, show us the human side of FK. So I think he's suggesting there that it was inhuman to do this. Jimmy Johnson says, a bunch of lowlifes. If you ask me, I home. Each one of them has something terrible happen, and I hope their mothers and sisters have to see it posted all over effing Facebook. Don't worry, all of you scums will have to answer to God someday, says Misty Grimard, and it will be slow and painful. Oh, and don't you worry your cute little selves. We will record and blast it all over the internet and send you whole family videos, effing losers. This family has never done a thing to any of you. You're garbage. Keep butting your noses where they don't belong, jerk-offs. Every single one of you tards. So this is a sampling of some of the comments. There's one that you wanted to share.
Yes,
from FreeKeen.
Yeah, on the FreeKeen.com website, and I did a search. The guy's actually one of the editors, or the editor of the Concord Patch.
That's right.
And Patch.com is one of these websites where they've got, you know, the local network all across the country, so they've got one
Patch
in Concord.
Patch is a cool site. Patch is it's kind of like an indie network almost. Like
right.
There's different patches. It's not just in New Hampshire. There's
right. It's all over the country. So, you know, they've got like San Diego Patch and Sacramento. So
right.
All over.
I don't know how much money they make at the Patch, I'm curious to know more about this.
I don't know. Yeah. I at one time had applied for a job with Patch.
Oh, really?
And, you know, ultimately didn't get hired. I don't remember why. One of those overqualified, underqualified sort of things. But the guy that's the editor of the Concord Patch writes, journalists sometimes have to cover difficult scenes, including death. I've covered death a number of times, and we go with what we have at the time. We also face criticism for what we cover and publish. Some examples, a girl who jumped in front of a train in Belmont, blood splattered on a purse that was being carried by a Massachusetts state trooper from the scene of a deadly accident on Route 2, the shoes and shirt of a man who jumped off the Capitol Commons garage in Concord, a shooting in Mission Hills, etc. The key.
So what he's saying there, before we go on, is they've received complaints about all of those incidents.
Yes,
that's what I'm understanding from that. Which many of them sound like there wasn't actual footage of what happened, like just some shoes and shirt. They got some footage of that, or the blood-stained purse, and people were objecting to that. How dare you show that blood-stained purse? That could upset the family.
The key is self-regulation, he writes. Some of us filter, some of us don't, and some do so in a case-by-case basis, and that is our right. Garrett is not a professional journalist. He's a citizen journalist. Tony says, I've known him for a number of years now, and I know that his ethos is unfiltered information being circulated for public consumption.
That's true.
And that's what he is doing with this video, as offensive and painful as some might find it. There are no grounds for a lawsuit, and he writes that because a couple people said, like, I'm going to sue you.
Or the family should
or
sue.
Or somebody should sue.
Right.
He says, there are no grounds for a lawsuit.
Definitely not.
Courts have shown time and again that photographers have the right to collect footage from a breaking news scene in the public square. What may happen in the future is the family may reach out to him and request to have it removed, and that will be something that he will have to decide. And then the next commenter says that somebody did ask and he refused. And then they say this is journalism at its worst, is the next commenter who goes by the name Guest 99.
Yeah.
And I would say that I think one reason that some people don't see Garrett as a journalist is that most of, and I would actually say probably 99% of what Garrett puts out is not edited.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, journalists, and I'm using air quotes there for, you know, the people listening, journalists who are seen as legitimate put out an edited finished product.
Dave Ridley doesn't edit typically. Sometimes he does, but in a lot of cases he doesn't. He sort of just shoots his Ridleyos as he's just doing them and reports them and just uploads them kind of like that.
Well, Ridley does a live edit process so that it is edited, but it's
but not
spliced.
Yeah, not in post.
Right, so he does this thing to where...
That doesn't mean Garrett's less of a journalist because
he doesn't edit. I'm not saying that he is. I'm saying that people will perceive him as
such. That's fine. I understand that, but it doesn't matter. As Tony's pointing out, Scannella, who I've talked to on the phone in the past, nice guy, as he's pointing out here, people get upset at this stuff.
Right.
Even the most minor reports about violence, like the cops carrying a bloodstained purse away from a scene. I mean, that was upsetting to people. Somebody probably had the same complaint about that. That could upset the family. You shouldn't air that. Well, yeah, we should air that because people need to know what's going on. I'm sorry for the family. If the family doesn't want to see reports about their loved one shooting themselves, they should turn off all media for a number of days surrounding the event. More coming up here. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.